And good evening. Welcome to Worship Factory at KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kempton Bryan with Rod Schreck and Gaust and the one and only Monique Donnelly. She loves
the one and only. You say that every time.
She's not only a host.
I'm really not that important, you guys.
Oh, she's the one and the only.
And she runs marathons.
Just ask Frank.
Well, half.
Incredible.
Half marathons. Half much marathons. Different than a full marathon.
Yeah. Well, she runs a full marathon when she runs a half because she's only 4 foot tall. So she has to.
I'm actually surprised that my short, stubby legs do take me that far, I have to say.
Short, but they're not stubby. Don't go there.
And
it's short.
Oh, wow. You're
too much. We've had some really good time as far as this past week. It's been an amazing week for Worship Factory. I tell you, we've just been so blessed. God has blessed us with all the events that have been happening this past week, and things have been going on. Stephen Curtis Chapman was up at Real Life
Church this week.
Yeah, as always. I mean, right? Stephen Curtis Chapman.
Can't go wrong with that.
He's a recording artist, isn't he?
Yeah. He's got like a CD or two, I think.
Does he do worship music?
Maybe a little bit. Yeah, no, he is dynamic. That was wonderful. Also, I had an event that I attended called Impact 2011 that KKLA hosts.
Nice.
That was a great event.
We weren't invited.
And I had a table as a sponsor.
Awesome. Yeah. I want to know more about that.
Yeah, my business.
How come I didn't know about that? I'm feeling
there's
a little
that I
out.
Thing. Now, hold on a minute.
Hold on.
We are Christians, and it's not an I.
It was not as important. I get
Worship
it.
Factory. Okay. It was my consulting business. I do consulting for construction. So
nice.
I had a table there because I do a lot of construction management for churches. So it's an opportunity. It was a pastor's conference, so it was an opportunity to reach out to them and let them know about my services.
Can they find you online? Where can they find you for your services?
RAconsulting.cc is it. And if you contact me through Worship Factory, I will be happy to share about my consulting services.
Nice. You may share about some other
stuff. Let me ask you a question. Can the God of creativity inspire you through your construction business?
All the time. Because construction is all about problem solving.
There you go.
You're just running into all kinds of issues, whether it be in government or just in the construction practices. So you have to be creative all the time.
So creativity is in every aspect?
Yeah.
Cool.
You know, we are talking about creativity and worshipfactory.net. Get online, get connected with Worship Factory. It is a Facebook, Twitter type of vehicle for you Christian creatives out there. And you may be a business owner that are actually looking for some support or some help because you are competing with other businesses out there.
Mm-hmm.
You have to market your business like anybody else does. But you may also be a creative that's in the world of entertainment, like Monique Donnelly.
Yeah, well, this show kind of focuses on creativity, whether you're a singer, actress, grip, cameraman. But worshipfactory.net is also just for connecting Christian creatives. And like we just mentioned, God is creative. He helps inspire us through all our aspects of life, whether that is construction or whether that is music or acting.
And I've got a cool story that goes with that.
Yeah.
It ties this all in really nicely. Frank Michioni is an artist on Worship Factory. He's the one that did the wave studies.
Oh, yeah.
Pictures.
Right.
Yeah. He is a soils engineer.
Huh.
And he recently launched his own business, and I'm his first job.
Excellent.
Wow. So that connection
Exhibit
that was
A.
made through Worship Factory.
Awesome. I love that.
Yeah. So that's what
it's
we're
working.
Talking about.
It's
connecting.
Working.
Yes.
You're his first job. He's not in psychotherapy.
No.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
The job's not done yet.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe psychotherapy. And
so,
next, go ahead.
Log on.
What are you
it's
thinking?
Completely free. My favorite word, free. But you can create a little profile. You can upload, if you're an artist, upload pictures. You can blog if you're a writer. You can upload music samples if you're a musician. It's just a great way to get connected.
Yeah.
Get involved. We talk about it all the time. There is no Screen Actors Guild for a Christian artist out there. I mean, there's not a vehicle for us Christians to actually be able to unionize ourselves almost. But through the Holy Spirit, we feel like that God has called us to this worshipfactory.net for us to be able to do that.
Yeah. We function as a body.
It is, absolutely.
Yeah. And that's why we highlight the artists each week, because we want you to understand God is doing all of these really cool things through people.
Yes.
But also, this is something maybe that's more in reach for you if you can hear these people and hear their story.
Right. And I can't wait to bring on our guest.
I know. This is really cool.
Yeah, yep. who is our next guest, Monique?
Andrea LaRock. She rocks.
She's in the house.
The Rock.
Recording artist out of Nashville, Tennessee.
Yep.
She's out there in Nashville doing it. Singer-songwriter.
And I was picking her brain beforehand. She has some great ideas and,
she might
learning
need
from the best.
Might need a background vocalist.
I don't know. We're going to work this thing. Going to pick her brain.
Well, so we're going to have her on next segment. And you are listening to Worship Factory at KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kempton with Rod and Monique, as we always do on Saturday nights here at KKLA.
Hey, You just had a road trip. Where did you go, mister?
Well, we went to the gas station, and then we went over to McDonald's.
Yeah, not what I was going for there.
No, we actually, you know what? God has, we've talked about it before. God has called us to Arizona, of all places. There's a group called Chances, the mission. It's Chances for Haiti, Chances for Children in Haiti, which is an orphanage. They have 400 children over there in Haiti that they've been doing since 2002, been involved over there. So Kathy Juniton invited us down, and we went actually. Their church that Kathy goes to is called Highland Church, and it's out in Scottsdale, Arizona.
Cool.
So John and I took a little road trip this past weekend, and my goodness, you're talking about amazing time. 8 hours on the road, first of all, which was that was fun. Spend 8 hours with your kid that's 24. You thought you'd done that in
was
diapers.
Was it harder for him or for you?
I don't know. That's a toss-up. I don't know who was changing each other's diapers. I'm not really sure. I'm getting that age now. So it was really, but it was a really great trip, and we got a chance to meet the lead pastor there, who's just an amazing worship leader, and Pastor Les, and he's just incredible. They've got a church out there that's probably about 5,000 members. They have a 2,000 seat auditorium.
Well, this is a cool God thing, because Kathy was listening to our radio program, right?
To you, Monique.
Oh, well, yes. There you go. And God has brought about some cool stuff. So we're going to do maybe a concert out there, for a fundraising concert to raise funds for Chances for Children.
Yeah.
And it's been cool to see God work through this program.
Kathy needs, you know, they've put $1 million into that orphanage in Haiti, and she's raised it on her own.
Wow.
And they've got sponsors, major sponsors that have been helping them, and the church is really involved out there, and they actually have a church there too, as far as that they're involved.
Yeah,
with,
but the need is so great. Oh. It is huge. So we're jumping on board to help bring this thing along. And there's opportunities for any of our listeners to get involved as well.
If you want to jump on board, please do. Financial support, talent, skills that you may have. This is, again, the body of Christ. This is, you know, God moving. If you want to be a part of what God's doing, then please jump on board.
Yes.
Let us know. Email us. It's always great hearing from you.
You know, there's a lot of great charities out there. But, you know, I was talking to Pastor Les a little bit about Haiti. He just got back from Haiti with Kathy, and he said that, you know, it was the poorest country in the world probably before the earthquake.
Mm.
So he said if you'd ever been over there before the earthquake, it was still a very, very poor country.
Yeah, they didn't make any money on that earthquake.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So, in fact, they're going to need it for quite some time. So what she's doing out there with Chances for Children, and you can get to chancesforchildren.org as well, and get online with them as well and be able to support directly right through their 501c3 charity, which is pretty cool.
And I got to tell you, one thing I'm really excited, we're going to be doing a live broadcast. So most of you know we tape the show, and we do a really good job of giving that a nice live feel, but we're actually going to be live. You can call in, and we're doing the show with one of my favorite people in the world, Mark Bryan, the author,
never
co-author
a dull moment
of
with that man.
Yardest Way. This guy is brilliant, entertaining, funny, and
humble.
You're going to want to connect. Oh,
yeah.
Great guy.
Oh,
so
I grew up
that
with
is
him.
Coming up on November 12th. So the 7 o'clock broadcast on November 12th is going to be live.
So if you're an Artist Way fan, or if you happen just to want to dive into the creative arts world, Mark is probably one of the premier speakers out there. He's an international life coach and Artist Way at Work. He was a part of the Change Your Life team on the Oprah Winfrey Show with Dr. Phil and Susie Orman. So we've had Mark on before. It was our first show with Mark, and we will have him again. We can actually call. You can call in live for the first time.
Call in and talk to us.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, Art will be back there going crazy as far as that goes. No, don't. No, we're live. You can't.
Don't say that.
Hold on. Give out that number again.
No.
Yeah, it'll probably be 1-800-FRANK-PASTORI. That's probably what the number's going to be. Because Monique is the host, so it'll be Frank Pastore.
No.
And you are listening again to Worship Factory at KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kempton Bryan with Rod Schreckengast and Monique Donnelly. And we're actually going to be able to do a little bit more music next segment, too, with our guest.
Right. She brought her guitar.
She brought her guitar. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go. So, yes, I'm looking forward to some great songs. She's got really great music, but also just a spirit of worship and praise. I'm looking forward to it.
I like her last name, La Rock. You know, John used to be a big WWF fan, so The Rock.
Oh, yeah.
Like, every time I hear that, I'm thinking, The Rock? She's
The Rock.
The Rock's here.
Wow.
So it's
boys,
La Rock, boys, which is really, really cool. Adrian La Rock, I can't wait. It's like, oh, my goodness. I love to hear the worship.
Speaking of fit people, we had on our show last week, Shane Eidelman.
Yeah, that was great.
Talk about buff.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That guy was. And he has a great ministry, books. It was so great to have him on the show. Check out his bio and how to get a hold of him on worshipfactory.net. We've got all the information there on Shane.
We've had a nice little variety. We've had stuntmen and authors and
singers,
actresses and singers.
Voiceover.
It's all good.
Wow, speaking of that, what are you doing lately there, Miss Monique Dominique?
God has provided work here and there, so I'm not complaining. I am counting my blessings, and actually has brought some cool opportunities for my kids, too. And so I'm just thankful. Everything that I need, God is bringing.
You know, it's pretty cool, too, this beautiful Monique Donnelly that is in studio with us. She also ran this marathon as far as half marathon. Yeah, if you're anybody else out there, yeah, you may be able to walk a mile. Go run 14 miles. Okay, that's.
I think we need to get, like, create a Worship Factory running team. Like, get our little T-shirts.
Whoa.
He's like, no.
Whoa. I'll cheer you on, right, Art? We're along the side.
Can we do it in crutches?
Yes. Let me go. Oh, my goodness.
Our walker?
I'll push you in a wheelchair.
Rodman, your walker. I'm not really sure.
I can do this.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, get online, get connected. I think it's really important. We can't stress it enough here at Worship Factory. Get collected at worshipfactory.net for networking, because we are here for you. God has called us. And we also could use your help out there. So if you are looking for some extra change in your pocket that could go towards Worship Factory, we could also use that, too. We are self-funded.
God bless you.
And we could definitely use that support. But anyway, we'll be right back with Adriel LaRock here on Worship Factory, KKLA 99.5 FM. We'll be right back. Can I see?